Let's say, for the sake of discussion, that humanity could prove beyond a doubt that God exists. Do you think that would affect your life in any way? Would it make a difference as a practical matter? Let's say, for the sake of discussion, that humanity could prove beyond a doubt that God does not exist. Do you think that would affect your life in any way? Would it make a difference as a practical matter? A whole lot of people have explored those questions for a whole lot of time. Like, let's say, billions of people over thousands of years. I think that makes it fair to consider that questions about God are neither trivial nor irrelevant. Much depends on what is being said on this subject. If the Pope were to declare tomorrow, for instance, that he was wrong about everything and that there's no such thing as God, the emotional underpinnings of a huge swath of our species would be shaken to the core. If the spiritual leaders of all the other world religions were to say they agreed with him, the spiritual lives of 8/10 of the human race would be in shambles. Surveys show that nearly 85% of the world's people identify with a religious group and believe in a controlling power. Yet, the world is a mess. So what difference does it make whether God exists or not? There comes a time in every species' development when timidity no longer serves, when more than the proverbial lone voice in the wilderness cries out to be heard, when it's fair question time. As a devastating global virus, as devastating racial injustice, and as devastating economic collapse assailed the planet in 2020, the fair question is, if a benevolent higher power does exist, what's the problem here? Why is life on Earth not any better? Perhaps it's presumptuous to suggest an answer, and one hates to sound simplistic, but could the problem be that we simply haven't found a way to engage with that higher power if it does exist? Humanity can't seem to come to a collective agreement about who and what God is, what God wants, what God does, and how God does it. There's a huge irony here. Do you see the irony? 8 out of 10 of us agree about a higher power we can't agree about. We agree that it exists, but that's the beginning and the end of it. About everything else, we're all over the map. One religion declares this, one religion declares that. One culture says this, one culture says that. One person claims this, one person claims that. Do we listen to the priest, to the imam, to the rabbi, to the minister? Do we heed the words of the priestess, of the preacher, of the pastor, of the monk? Do we follow the example of the sister, of the brother, of others in holy orders? Could it be that what each of them is so sure is true is all just wishful thinking and that there is no God? Or could what we say we know about God simply be inaccurate? This is what I have come to call the God dilemma. Does any of this matter? I think it does. In fact, I know it does. It matters because it's rendered us singularly incapable of bringing to bear the power of the God we say we believe in as a means of building the world we say we want to live in. But now there's hope, because enough people like you are asking enough questions like this. We have enough of a chance to turn around enough of this to make enough of life work at last. We can produce an answer to this dilemma. We can embrace the God solution. Oh, and by the way, this is not what most people encountering those three words might think that it is.